WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Italian court has reconvicted American Amanda Knox of slander. She was there trying to clear her name following her conviction, then exoneration in the murder of her roommate when they were both exchange students in 2007. Back home, the executive order on immigration now in effect. ABC's Brad Milkey speaking to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for the Start Here podcast.
Asylum is very much still alive.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says this crackdown is less about cutting off asylum seekers than funneling them to legal border crossings.
More than a million people have accessed those lawful pathways in the past year.
However, the ban that took effect this morning won't be lifted until illegal border crossings slow to 1,500 a day. It hasn't sunk that low since Biden took office. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
President Biden is in France right now ahead of tomorrow's D-Day commemorations, June 6th, marking 80 years since the Allied invasion. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The father of a Baraboo High School graduate forcibly pulled the district superintendent away from his daughter as she crossed the stage to receive a congratulatory handshake during the school's graduation ceremony on Friday. The man ran onto the stage just after the girl had been handed her diploma and began working her way down a line of school officials to shake hands. Before she could get to district superintendent Rainey Briggs, the man, wearing a white polo shirt and baseball cap, grabbed Briggs by his right arm and pushed him away. In a video of the ceremony by TV 43 of Baraboo, the man could be heard saying, "That's my daughter." Briggs can also be heard responding to the man as staff working the graduation and three Baraboo police officers, including the school resource officer, intervened. Police escorted the man out of school following the incident. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today, getting a little breezy here by later this afternoon. Our high 78 with wind west at 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to around 25 by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear breezy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
99.7.
I don't wanna lose. 90s, and more. Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Ace of Base with The Sign, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
Beautiful start to the morning. Beautiful. It's a little muggy out there, though, just a little bit. How about you?
Well, we just wrapped up with a few sprinkles and a little bit of a rain shower out here on Goose Poop Pond, but I can see the clouds trying to part. It's going to become a little breezy today, but all in all, the fact that we're going to lose some of this humidity, we're going to lose some of the rain for a few days, I think that is very good news for a lot of people. We need to dry out because we're growing mushrooms right now in places that mushrooms shouldn't be growing because there's just so much moisture and it's been so damp. So hopefully we'll get a few days of nice weather. I was looking at the forecast, and we don't want to jinx anything, but we were looking ahead, obviously, to Saturday for the Big Top Parade in downtown Baraboo. It keeps going between partly cloudy and about 70 to 75 degrees. So if we can keep that in the forecast, I think we're going to luck out in a really big way after all the moisture we've had the last few days.
Yeah.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, everybody, but we're not going to talk about it too far in advance. We keep peeking, but we're not going to jinx ourselves either. Mother Nature has a really weird way of surprising us when we least expect it. So we don't want to upset her too much.
Right. Now, don't tempt the fates.
Exactly. Now, anything fun and exciting in your world happening right now?
So what's this? Flavor Flav is trying to save Red Lobster? Okay.
I guess so.
Did you see this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's meeting with executives. I guess he went into a Red Lobster. He ordered everything off the entire menu because he loves the biscuits. He loves the cheddar bay biscuits.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
That might be one of the only things that would drag me to a Red Lobster, only because we all know that I'm not a seafood fan. Now, I love, though, that he also says he's trying to collaborate with Red Lobster in some sort of way. Now, what does this mean exactly? Are we going to be timed on the all-you-can-eat shrimp, and we're going to be given big clocks to wear around our neck when we walk in? Like, how is this going to work,
and
what is this collab?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't know what the collab is going to be, but I'm definitely waiting for it. Now, Red Lobster actually says that they had to file bankruptcy because of all you can eat.
I mean, we heard that story earlier in the year, right? Where they were offering some kind of all you can eat shrimp dinner or something like that.
And people were taking them.
Yeah, it totally bankrupted the company. That's insane.
It is insane. And so now we're sitting here with only 600 Red Lobsters remaining. All the rest in the country have been shuttered. So if I don't even know if we have a Red Lobster still open around us, that tells you how much I love seafood because I haven't even checked to see if
there's one in Madison?
There is one in Madison. Yeah. I'm just not sure if that's one of the open ones or one of the closed ones. But at any rate, if you're a Red Lobster fan, while they're trying to sell off what they have left in assets, you better get there and enjoy and just hope that Flavor Flav comes to your restaurant someday, too.
The giant clock.
Now, as long as we're talking about weird things happening, is Alec Baldwin becoming the Duggars? Like, what is happening right now? Did you see this story as well? Now, you know, when he's not involuntarily manslaughtering people, I guess. He's at home with his wife, Hilaria, and now there's seven children who range in age from 10 to just under two. Now, Alec is also a grandpa. Did you know this? Because his daughter, Ireland, just recently had a baby as well. So he's Grandpa Alec, and then he's got seven kids at home with Hilaria, who we also found out is not actually Hispanic. That was a weird story a few months ago as well. Like, she's been lying about her entire persona for a very long time. She's not actually Hispanic, so I have no idea what's going on. Now, Alec would like you to think that he's just a simple family man, and that's why he's doing a family reality show on TLC called The Baldwins. Now, in the promo, he says, "We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good and the bad, the wild and the crazy." The show is going to air sometime in 2025. There's no word yet on when it's going to start shooting. There's also no word if Alec's other child, of course, we're talking about Ireland, will be on the show. She lives in Oregon with her significant other, so I'm not sure that she's going to show up in many episodes. But what happens, because New Mexico is taking this whole involuntary manslaughter, that shooting that happened on the set of that movie, back to court. So in my mind, I just keep thinking, how is this going to work if Alec's in jail? I mean, like, what is it going to be? Hilaria dragging the seven kids to go see him? That would be a reality show, wouldn't it? That's a whole different reality show. We've seen these like locked up versions of shows before, so that would be a whole different version. But these are the things that you can't make up. Alec Baldwin with a reality show, Flavor Flav trying to save Red Lobster, and the rest of us just trying to do our normal stuff.
Exactly. And one more thing. Absolutely. One more thing. Did you hear about these giant venomous flying spiders?
No, because I probably just shut that one out of my mind. So what's up with that? Is this something I have to worry about now?
Apparently they're heading towards New York, the New York area, because they're spreading across the East Coast. I think they're called Joro spiders.
Okay.
And they have 4-inch legs.
Oh, no. Nobody needs that in this world.
This is the summer of the insects, isn't it? I mean, it's just crazy out there.
Maybe this is the version of the thing that people have been waiting for. Maybe this is the rapture. It's starting or something. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Everything feels very topsy-turvy right now. And I think every time you run into an election year, it really, really does. I always find that during an election year that everything in the world seems just really awful for a really long time, at least until the election is actually held. So, and we know here in this country, we don't election very well. So who knows how long that's going to actually go on this time around. But everything always feels crazy and chaotic in an election year. And I was thinking about this the other day when I was driving around and listening to news. I was like, if I didn't know it was an election year, I would think it was an election year.
Don't you think that's intensified, though?
I mean, for sure.
Has it always been? I know it's always been a little wonky during an election year, but in the past, say 20 years, maybe 25 years, it seems like it just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
I think so. No, I totally agree with that. Maybe Alec Baldwin will come back and reprise his role as Donald Trump for us in the reality series or something.
We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. That would at least be my favorite part of the election cycle. So let's be honest about that. Now, I have to say that yesterday my kid came home. He's busy circusing and getting ready for the Big Top Parade. Max is officially in town. So it was a very late night for us last night. By the time Dexter and I got back from Taekwondo and we went and ate and then we drove home and, you know, took care of the dog and all of that kind of stuff. But I have to say, my kid is so much like my husband. It's absolutely ridiculous. So he got his critiques from his instructors at MATC on his curling project. And the kid ended up with a 4.0 GPA for this semester. Okay. So that's really, really good. I'm super proud of him. He got a 133 out of a 150 on his final curling project. Okay. Now I'm thinking that's pretty good. That's still like a mid-grade A, which is, you know, not bad, not good enough for him because it was not 150 out of 150. Uh-huh. And then I started listening to him read the critiques from his instructors. And it was like listening to something somebody said about his dad 20 years ago. It was the craziest thing ever. And the biggest critique his instructors have is my son is not a team player. Now, I knew this, and I encouraged him to continue being a team player and make sure he was taking the thoughts and of the rest of his team members on this project into account. And I was hoping he was actually doing that. But listening to what his instructors had to say about him and the critiques and his lack of team-building skills, I was like, did somebody write this about your dad? Because it was exactly word for word what I heard people say about my husband many, many years ago. Now, he has since become a better team player, but he really, really has to work on it.
It's hard for some people to let go.
It is, and that's my husband and my elder of the two children. And I said to him, that's going to be a hard lesson. And, you know, and he goes, well, I said, did you take into account that maybe the rest of your, there was two other team members, maybe didn't want to do it on curling? They had stupid ideas. One said something about May the 4th and incorporating Star Wars. We can't get copyright for that. And he's like, the other one said something about statues in Milwaukee. I gave him a week to come up with ideas because he's like, I was open. If somebody had something better than me, he's like, we could have done that. And I said, really? Could you have really done that? Because I know my kid better than that, right? Like, that was not in the cards. And he just kind of smiled. And I said, so what happened when, you know, you went to vote? And he's like, we all voted on curling. And Corey looks at him and he goes, you know, like pretending to have somebody raise his hand. He goes, was it like that? Or did they all say, yeah, we should do curling? Uh-huh. Was it a forced vote? Or did somebody, were they actually on board? And of course, you know, so we had a big, long discussion about that. But apples don't fall far from the tree, people. Yeah. That's what I learned last night. That's what Alec Baldwin's going to teach you in his reality series as well. Now, before we jump in here, Finn, this morning and give our word of the hour for our Scani Summer statewide text to win contest, because yes, that is happening again today. It's going to be happening all the way through June 14th. I thought this was a really great thing to talk about first thing in the morning, because a poll for National Smile Month found that the average person smiles at a stranger at least 5 times a week. And I love this because sometimes you never know if you're brightening somebody's day just by giving them a little nod or a little smile, right? Being on the receiving end of that random smile lifts our spirits for an average of 13 minutes. Now, of course, we all know that there are some fuddy-duddies out there, so that's not true for everybody. Mm-hmm. In fact, 1 in 6 people say they rarely or never return a smile from a stranger, often because they're skeptical about the person's motives. Like, is this guy about to stab me if I smile back at him? That's legit. Some people just give that vibe. I get it. Now, other reasons for not returning a smile include that you're afraid it's going to be weird, maybe you're in a rush, too embarrassed, you just weren't paying attention, so the moment passed. It'd be more awkward to go back into the moment and then try to smile, and then it'd be really weird. So I get that one. Now, whether it's a stranger or a friend, though, Finn, seeing someone else smile makes the list of the top things that we can that immediately make us smile. But there are some other things on this list, and I thought this was a great list to take into today and the rest of our work week, right? As, you know, we try to muddle our way through to the weekend. So number one is being on vacation. Well, of course, that's going to make everybody smile. Who doesn't love a few days off of work? Waking up to a sunny day. Oh, so much better than the rain and the clouds that we've had the last few days. I mean, I know people who love clouds and rain. I know that you're one of those people. A couple of my boys also love cloudy, rainy days. But even last night, Dexter was like, could it stop at any point in time now? Like, enough. Like, turn off the faucet.
You know what one of my least favorite things is? Where I get a cloudy day, because I love the cloudy days. I get the cloudy day. It's that way all day. And then right around 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock at night, the sun brightly comes out.
There's a parting. There's a parting of the clouds, and then it's at that weird angle because it's starting to set. And then it just is in your eyes and it's annoying. No, I get that one too. Receiving a kind gesture comes in at number three on this list. Someone else smiling at you as we were talking. Maybe hearing good news about a loved one. That might lift your spirits on any day. Making someone else laugh or grin also made the list. Getting a surprise gift. Well, we all like surprises every now and then. Winning money comes on it, and it comes in on the list at number eight.
Well,
forget about winning. I mean, I'm excited when I find like a buck laying around the house. I'm like, yes, score. Receiving a thank you for something that you've done or something really minute that you did that you didn't really much thought into. Yeah. Spending time outside in the sun is also one that makes a lot of people smile. Now, there were a few more that just missed the top 10. Speaking of the sun and the clouds starting to part, it is happening right now out here on Goose Pond.
There are
streaks of sun on my sidewalk right now, and I am more than excited. Now, running into an old friend was also one of those that just missed the top 10. Looking at old photos, watching funny videos online. I love this one, hearing a baby laugh. It doesn't matter what kind of mood you're in. If you hear that from the toes up giggle from a baby.
Yeah,
it
the
is
snorkel.
Just it's just the best thing ever. It is truly the best thing. Finding money in your pocket. See? See right there with that dollar. I'm always trying to like dig in my pockets to see if something comes out. There's never anything there. But once in a great while. Once in a great while. And it was funny. Dexter
Jackpot.
Put on... Exactly. Dexter put on a pair of jeans the other day. Hadn't wore them in quite some time. And he was in his pockets putting something away. And he's like, what's down here? Why do I have this paper? Kid's got like $80, right? Like put in his pocket of his jeans. I'm like, dude, come on now. Look at you. You could go buy me lunch at this point. And then finally hearing a song that you really, really like come on the radio. So hopefully we're helping you out with that here at Max FM.
Yeah.
But that's a good list to take with you the rest of the
list.
Week. That's why we kind of cram that one in here, because I want people to take that with them for the rest of the work week and into the weekend. I mean, it's circus week in Baraboo. How can you not have a smile on your face at this point?
And make sure you smile at other people.
Yes,
just give them a nice smile, because, you know, I mean, we get so caught up in our own agenda, and it's nice to be nice. Right?
Exactly. I mean, they say, you know, they like to say Minnesota nice, but I kind of like Midwestern nice, because in the Midwest, we kind of go out of our way a lot of times to make people feel good about themselves and to be extra kind. And it's a good vibe to have if you're in the Midwest. Now, speaking of making people feel good this morning, let's qualify some winners, shall we, in the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Now, if you don't already have the Civic Media app, it's a free download over in your Google Store or your Apple App Store. Grab that. Scroll down. Find Max the Mouse's little face. That's how you're going to text us the word of the hour, which happens to be pop. P-O-P. That is your word of the hour. So make sure you text that in before 8 o'clock so that you can qualify for one of our hourly prizes, which happens to be Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Packs. We're also giving away daily prizes. And again, I mentioned it earlier, Finn, but we're doing this contest weekdays from now until the 14th of June. So you've got lots of opportunities to qualify and win here. But the daily prize is a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And I'm telling you, once you sit in the club level, everything else seems very mundane.
Is it going to be hard to go back?
It is, because they bring you food right to your seat if you order through the MLB app. It is so awesome. It's amazing. And then, of course, you can also qualify for a couple of our grand prizes, which are some staycations. And by the way, we're even going to throw in the gas for you to get there. But you can choose from a cottage on the lake at Fort Atkinson. We're even going to throw in the pontoon for a few days of rest and relaxation. You can choose to stay at Lake Geneva at Harbor Shores, or you can choose a trip to Door County where you're going to stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So some really awesome prizes, but in order to qualify for anything hourly, daily, or those grand prizes, you need to text the word POP right now using your Civic Media app. And we'll remind you how it all works as we go throughout the hour, but start texting. And if you're behind the wheel, hopefully somebody else is in the car with you so that they can do the texting for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's make it safe too. Now we do have to take a look at the forecast because I mentioned it, starting to see some peaks of sun out here. I love this. We're going to be mostly sunny by the end of today. It's going to become a little breezy though as well. 78 for a high, but we're definitely going to lose some of that humidity as well. So that's going to be the best part I think about today. Clear and breezy tonight, 55 for a low, and then tomorrow should be a lovely day. Partly cloudy with a high around 70. Right now it's 64. It's time for your community calendar. Right now it's brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch in Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Big Top Parade returns to downtown Baraboo. It's a full weekend of live entertainment and circus-themed events. And then the Big Top Parade steps off at 11 a.m. You can find all of the details and see the many events that are taking place around the parade and all of the Big Top shows by visiting BigTopParade.com. And of course, the parade will be broadcast on TV 43 and live on the Max FM Facebook page. And also on Saturday, June 8th, it's time for the annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. This year, it's going to be hosted at United Dreams Dairy, located in North Freedom. Wonderful breakfast offerings, as well as live entertainment. $8 for adults, $4 for children 7 to 12, and kids are free if they're 6 and under. There will be room to park at the farm. No shuttle buses this year. Just look for the signs. And again, this is going to be happening at United Dreams Dairy, located on Zeck Road in North Freedom. 7 a.m. until 11 a.m., the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday, June 8th. And Portage will be hosting its citywide garage sales on Thursday, June 6th through Sunday the 9th. Get all the details by visiting portagewi.com. Click on citywide garage sales and you'll see a map of all the locations that will be participating this year.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsee, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday. We've made it halfway through another work week. Just hang in there a couple of more days, and then we get to officially enjoy that weekend. It's the Bengals now. Walk like an Egyptian on Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. If you were walking like an Egyptian this morning, it's totally okay because you're not alone. You just got to keep your hands on the wheel, 10 and 2 and all of that good stuff. Hey, our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest officially underway this hour, and we are looking for qualifiers, hourly, daily, and grand prizes. The word that you need to text in before 8 o'clock this morning using that free Civic Media app is the word POP. P-O-P, that is what you need to text in this morning and qualify for an hourly prize, which is a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a daily prize, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, or the grand prize. We're going to have two grand prize winners. You get to choose a really great staycation either at Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. We even throw in the gas for you to get there, all right? So again, text the word POP, P-O-P, to us using that Civic Media app. You're going to have a lot more chances to qualify throughout the day. In fact, six more chances throughout today. But right now, until 8 o'clock, we would love for you to get into the running for some of those fabulous prizes. Get your Civic Media app if you don't have it already. Free in the Google Store or the Apple Store. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to lose the clouds, pick up some breeze today. But all in all, we're going to get rid of the rain for a little bit, which is some good news. Sean Cable's going to tell you all about it in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a preview day for a farm consignment auction from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. It's a very large auction featuring over 1,400 lots of farm machinery, construction equipment, as well as vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, attachments, and much more. Those items are available for inspection today at our auction facility from 9 to 3. That online-only auction ends tomorrow at 9 a.m. You can find more details at gavinbros.com. Several auctions next week, including the Bonnard Estate online-only auction on Tuesday, then the William Beerend Estate on Wednesday, and then on next Friday, we have a drop-off for our June farm consignment auction at our Reedsburg Auction Facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Check GavinBros.com for more details, and remember, if you're thinking of having an auction, buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State golf champions were crowned yesterday. From the team side of things, it was Wanakee winning for Division I. Eau Claire Memorial was second and Marquette third. Division II saw Lakeland take the crown with Edgerton second. And then for Division III, it was Mineral Point winning state. From an individual standpoint, it was Baraboo's Tyler Poker finishing 72nd for the event. Got an 82 day one and an 88 for day two. And the Division II competition, with a round of 39 and 75, Kogan Barron of Lodi finished with a overall score of 114. That was good enough for 7th place at state. Congratulations to all the golfers. In baseball, we've got sectional champions crowned and teams headed to state. It was first off the Reedsburg Beavers falling to Edgewood 3-2. Crusaders would then go on to beat Waupun in the sectional championship game to advance on with a 10-5 victory. That all went down at Portage High School yesterday. Division 1 for Sectional 3, Sun Prairie East continues their run. They get an 11-1 five-inning win over Monona Grove. That was after a win over Madison Memorial, and Monona Grove took baseball state championship. Will be played out Monday through Thursday. That's going to be happening in Appleton. And state softball will also begin tomorrow. Goodman Diamond and Madison will be the site for the state tournament there on the softball side. For all the bracket schedules and details, check out WIAWI.org. Brewers drop another one, this one in dramatic fashion, as the Philadelphia Phillies win in extras 2-1 in the final. Brewers actually held the 1-0 lead all the way until the 8th inning. At that point, Alec Bohm was able to tie the game up, and then Nick Castellanos won the game with an RBI double in the 10th inning. Teams will wrap up this 3-game set today at 3:05. Aaron Nola will go for the Phillies, and Aaron Ashby will be countering for the Brew Crew. Again, 3:05 first pitch. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today, getting a little breezy here by later this afternoon. Our high 78 with wind west at 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to around 25 by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear breezy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
7:40 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. Ricky Martin now on Max FM.
Take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain.
city. In a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. It should make you go insane. Right. Upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red. And her skin's a color mocha. She will wear you out. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, or she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain.
Come on!
Upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red. And her skin's the color of mocha. She will wear you out. Living la vida loca. Upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red. And her skin's the color of mocha. She will wear you out. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:44 right now. Boy, if that doesn't get you up and going on a Wednesday morning, I don't know what will. Holy
whatever
buckets.
You want to say about Ricky Martin, that one really gets the toes a tap in there.
It does. You feel like you could go run through a wall right now, like you're the Kool-Aid man or something. Holy buckets. All right. So we are in the midst of taking qualifiers right now for that Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. You have about 15 more minutes to text in the word POP, P-O-P, using your Civic Media app. Of course, then you can qualify for hourly, daily, and grand prizes. The main thing is, though, you got to get us the word POP, P-O-P, by 8 o'clock so that, you know, you can be into the drawing for all of these things. And then you're going to have more chances to qualify throughout today. In fact, you're going to have 6 more chances to qualify all the way through 7 o'clock tonight. Qualify once, qualify all 7 times. We don't really care. We just want to make somebody a winner. So Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, get us the word POP by 8 o'clock this morning so that you can qualify in this first go around today. Now we do have to go through our birthday list here, and we've got some good celebrities on the list, but before we jump in, I will remind you that if you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody that is, all you have to do is text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number is 355-9970. Now starting right here at the top of our list, Sophie Lowe is celebrating, Finn. She played Alice on Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. She's also Lena on A&E's The Returned. She is celebrating her 34th birthday. Monica on HBO's Silicon Valley. Actress Amanda Crew is celebrating her 38th birthday today. We also have Mike Fisher on the list. Now, he is Carrie Underwood's hockey husband. He last played for the Nashville Predators, and then he retired again in 2018. Did I say it? I can't remember. Anyway, he's 44 years old today. That's how fast my mind works. It's there, it's gone, whatever. 44 for him today. Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. Now, he is the bassist for the group that married Ashley Simpson. They're divorced now. She went on to marry Diana Ross's son. But, you know, they didn't divorce before they gave their kid a really, really unusual name. Bronx Mowgli is his name.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, yeah, Pete celebrating his 45th birthday. Still not quite as bad as Moon Unit and Dweezil, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Nick Kroll, who is the star of the Netflix adult animation sitcom Big Mouth, is celebrating his 46th birthday. Liza Wheel is celebrating a birthday. Now, she plays Bonnie, on How to Get Away with Murder. A lot of people remember her better, though, as Rory's best friend Paris on Gilmore Girls. Now, I was a fan of Gilmore Girls. I've only watched a few episodes of How to Get Away with Murder. What I think is interesting is her main character, her main love interest, is Asher in both of those shows. I thought that was just kind of weird and ironic. Anyway, Chuck Klosterman, who is the author of Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs, is celebrating his 52nd birthday. Mark Wahlberg is also on the list. He was the highest paid actor in 2017. He earned $68 million that year. Marky Mark was the star of Daddy's Home 2, Transformers The Last Night, All the Money in the World, and also, of course, the Funky Bunch jam, I Need Money. We might pull out some Marky Mark here later.
I was kind of sensing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see. I think we got good vibrations in the library somewhere, so maybe we'll pull that out. Brian McKnight, the R&B superstar behind Back at One, is celebrating his 55th birthday. Ron Livingston is also celebrating today. He is 57 years old. Now, he's the superstar of a couple of bona fide cult classics. He played Peter Gibbons in Office Space. Well, of course you loved him in that one, right? He was
great,
sensational.
Yeah.
And then he played Rob in the movie Swingers as well. Equally good. Now, he's also one of Carrie's boyfriends on Sex and the City. If you were a fan, like I know your wife is, Finn, you know him as the guy who broke up with Carrie on a post-it note. Yes,
how dare he?
I know. That's the guy.
He's a really likable actor, though. And there's a Wisconsin connection because his sister, Jennifer, used to be an anchor on the La Crosse TV station.
Oh, nice.
I can't remember what so there's a Wisconsin connection.
Cool. All right. Yeah. I had no idea. Look at that. 6 degrees of separation or whatever they like to say. Jeff Garlin, who was the dad on the Goldbergs. He's also Larry David's manager, Jeff, on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Kenny G is celebrating a birthday today. Kenny is 68 years old. Now, the G stands for Gorlick, not gorgeous, like a lot of women in the 80s thought that it actually did. You know, if you're enjoying a Frappuccino here this morning, you may have Kenny G to thank for all of that. And you're probably listening to him in the background because that seems to be like the music of choice in a lot of coffee houses.
It really does. Yeah. Can I sit on the couch for just a second? You can diagnose me here. Why is it that anytime I hear the name Kenny G, I immediately think of Michael Bolton? Is it the era? What is it?
I think it's the hair. They both had the same kind of hair, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Because, you know, honestly, I kind of do too. Now that you say that, and as you said the name Michael Bolton, I saw Kenny G in my head. So I was like, no, I kind of do the same thing. It's got to be the hair.
It must be. Yeah.
Because they both had that like long kind of curly hair back in the 80s. And, you know, they were popular at the same kind of time. Michael Bolton was known a lot for the adult contemporary hits. He had Kenny G, who had some stuff that was also playing on adult contemporary radio at the time. So maybe that's the connection. Maybe we just like long-haired guys in the late 1980s, early 90s.
Has the G-ster cut his hair? Because I know Bolton did.
Let me do a quick Google search here and see if I can find some photos of Kenny G recently. He hasn't done a lot. It doesn't look like it. Looks like he's still rocking the flowing locks. Now, here's what I will say. The hairline, he's still got the locks past his shoulders. The hairline goes back a little bit further, though.
See, that's where I think Bolton, he pulled it together because he cut his hair, and I think it looks much better now.
Kenny's still rocking the longer locks, but but the hairline, he still looks good, don't get me wrong, but the hairline's definitely receded just a little bit over the years.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're almost 70, though. We aren't going to take points off of that. Susie Orman, financial advisor and the host of The Susie Orman Show, catchy name. She is celebrating her 73rd birthday. Freddie Stone from Sly and the Family Stone, oh, love that group from the 60s. Yeah. He is celebrating his 77th birthday. Then we have Bill Moyers, American journalism legend. He's the biggest thing to hit PBS since really Bert and Ernie, let's be honest. Bill Moyers celebrating his 90th birthday today.
Wow.
Now, we do have a couple of local birthdays that we have to pass along as well. Julie Hurley is celebrating a birthday. Happy, happy birthday to Julie. Of course, you know her as one of the amazing couple that runs the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. They always have some great events over there. And what a treasure of history when you get to step inside the Ringling House B&B. And then Tracy Burgless also celebrating a birthday. So Tracy, very, very happy birthday to you as well. And if you're celebrating today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. Now remember, if you do want to add somebody to this list, we make it very easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Another quick reminder that you got about 8 more minutes to text us the word pop this morning, Finn, to qualify in the first go-around of the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest using your Civic Media app. And again, the word is pop, P-O-P. We need that by 8 o'clock so you can qualify for hourly, daily, and of course, grand prizes. Then more chances to qualify throughout the day as well. Should we take a look at the forecast? Because I see some sun trying to come out, and I love it. It's the parting of the clouds right now, and I am totally down for that. Becoming mostly sunny today. Going to become a little breezy as well, especially by this afternoon. 78 for a high. Clear and breezy tonight, down to 55. Then tomorrow looks like a lovely day. Partly cloudy with a high near 70. Right now, it's 63.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
It's time for Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scani Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
7:55 with Marky Mark.
Yeah. You feel it, baby? I get two. Come on, swing.
B-R-U-G-G-I-E, my body is healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy. And my funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel my vibration.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.